are the incredible critics. Incredible, not because we're great, but because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, we are not recording live because it's Christmas week and none of us wanted to record. And I mean, I never want to record on a regular week, but especially this week. So we decided to do something different. As everybody knows, Jude, or anybody part of the Incredible family knows, Tim's baby boy, Jude, was born last week, and we are so excited for him, and I'm sure that he is up to his knees in diapers and completely exhausted. So this week, Frankie and I decided to talk about, you know, what it was like parenting now that we both had kids, and I have my second, Frankie has a second on the way. So a couple months back, we were together, and we just talked about what it was like and what it was like going from one to two and Frankie getting ready for his second one. So this was our conversation based on that. And so I hope you enjoy. I hope you all have a great Christmas. We are going to have a Mandalorian episode later this week, either Wednesday or Thursday. But besides that, I hope you all have a great Christmas week. Get that last minute Christmas shopping done. Buy me something nice.
Welcome to the real world, Ben.
Yeah,
Ben,
right.
Ben left his house.
For the first time in 3 years?
Yeah, three at least. And we are filming at the, recording at the incredible home base of me at my house. Yeah, I call it our home base because it's just...
it's your home.
It's my home. And I feel like I am the glue, the foundation that holds the Incredible Critics together. So I feel like it only makes sense if we had a secret base, it would be at my house. Yeah. I actually asked... I got a bug in my ear. I asked Aaron if we could turn the basement into an Incredible Critics lair, like a secret headquarters.
I vote yes.
Yeah, no. I got told no.
I mean...
It's going to be a guest.
But that's 2-1.
Yeah. It's true. No. So I still lose.
There's a bug. Yeah. Ruxton's also here.
Yeah, Ruxton.
So you'll see that periodically.
Yeah, you'll hear him crying. What'd you get?
Didn't get it. Sorry. I tried.
What is it?
Trying to get you from that bug. Don't worry, it's not a spider. Frank is apparently very afraid of spiders.
Hate spiders. I'm not afraid of them, I just hate them. I see them on this.
You loathe them.
Yeah, I loathe them. They're just dumb.
So I thought, you know, we could use today to talk about parenting.
Because
you're on your way to number two.
Number two is coming real quick.
April. Okay. All right. So... Please silence your cell phone.
Sorry, my fault.
Do you need to take that?
No, I do not. No, we're
fine. You sure?
Yeah, yeah. No big deal.
All right.
No big deal.
Parenting retrospective is the way that I was thinking about it.
It's true. We discussed parenting, I don't know if you remember, but once before. Before
Frankie apparently before first Kendall. Forgot.
Yeah, I did. Apparently we had an episode where you guys talked to me about parenting.
Yeah,
and I expected
we did.
What to expect when you're Frankie expecting.
When your wife is expecting. Yeah.
So...
Is that a book, What to Expect When Your Wife's Expecting? Because that,
if not,
we should write it.
That should be. I'm working on it. That,
are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be terrible advice.
It's going the same way as the Vampire Diaries podcast. Great idea, hasn't gotten off the ground.
Never will.
If we get the right circumstances.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Got to find a cast member.
Right.
Gotta...
Yeah. I mean, the right circumstances. Your wife's pregnant. What other circumstances do you need for this?
Oh, I need to get better at writing.
That's true, actually. Yeah, that's a good call. I was going to ask you, like, you know, what were we wrong about when it came to parenting? But you don't remember the episode. So I don't know if that is...
I'm just going to go ahead and assume I was right about everything.
Yeah, okay. All right, sure.
Listen, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we can talk about having two kids and see what the difference is. We've been very lucky. Kendall is great. I mean, she had her 15-month doctor's appointment today. And they said...
She passed?
They used the word perfect.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean...
All right.
Oh, she's perfect. She's like right on the curve line, like right in the center of everything, weight and height. And they don't take foot measurements, but her feet are huge. Besides that, I feel like she'd be above average on that.
Yeah.
But overall perfect, like sleeps through the night majority of the time.
Okay. There's still time for that to change.
Yeah, well, it hasn't yet, so I feel like we're doing something right.
But you still have her in the snoo.
So. just constantly strapped.
15 months, strapped down.
15 months strapped down. They say you can't swaddle them after a certain, once they start rolling over, but if you strap them.
I say you're trying not. I say you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They can't go anywhere.
No, that's right.
No, she's good. She sleeps like, you know, at least 12 hours, if not longer. And eats all her food, has no problem with food, not picky. Great kid. So we'll see. With two, I am curious what's going to happen with two.
So the way that I've described two to people is like having your first kid is like never having been in a car before.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden being in a car going 50 miles an hour, it's like, what is going on? Like, you've never moved that fast in your life. Yeah. Having your second kid is like going from 50 to 70.
Okay.
It's like, it's definitely crazier, but like, it's not that big of an adjustment compared to your first kid. That's kind of, that's where I land on.
We luck out because it's a girl, in the sense that like, we know what to expect. Right. You know what I mean? There's nothing different I don't have to worry about.
Although I will say, Noelle to Clara, completely different.
Oh, I'm sure their personalities are different. Everyone I know...
So different.
I know at least a handful of people who have two girls.
Yeah.
And their personalities are totally different in every... Like, I don't... There's no one that I know has two girls that have the same... They're very similar. They're always, like, one's the... You like... girly one, the other one's like the tomboy, like play and get dirty and whatever, you know. One's a tall one, one's a short one, one's, you know, but
Rux. I think Ruxin's mad at us.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, fetch. So the main difference for well, first off, my Noelle, my first child, she was like just waiting for her body to catch up with where her mind was. Like she wanted to be running around from like a, you know, a week old, but her body like needed to develop like 9 months in order to do that. So she was just like always frustrated. Like, why can't I go run to get what I want? Like, so she was just like, she was just like frustrated as an infant and was fussy because she was frustrated. Clara, up until this week, she started getting fussy this week, but she's just like chill, relaxed, like, Noelle, we literally, I felt like we carried her in our arms for like a year.
Oh, okay.
So that she wouldn't be fussy. And Claire is like fairly content, like playing on her activity mat and stuff like that.
Yeah, Kendall was always really good at, and still is, just being by herself.
Yeah.
Like playing, like not leaving her alone, but like you can like put her down the activity mat and she'd sit there and play for forever. And now like we just block off the stairs and...
Let her go.
And she has, we have a playroom and we have a family room, but there's, of course, there's toys in both.
Sure.
But she'll be like playing here for a little bit and you play with her and then she'll go over there. So then we like get up and go over there and sit with her and play. But whether or not you play with her, like she'll sit and play by herself, play in the ball pit.
That's
like,
amazing.
Yeah. So I'm curious if the second one is going to be that way or be the complete opposite.
Right.
Like just be super fussy and not.
I hope not for your sake because I've been down that road. Oh, yeah. And no. Like, ugh. No. It's rough. The other thing with Clara is like, from like the second week, she was incredibly smiley. Hey, gotta be quiet, bud.
Well, I heard with COVID, see, another one. Like, what?
It's just a tiny spider. It's
fine. I'm just gonna bomb this whole area. Please. I just built this patio. It's gonna be destroyed.
Be careful. Whoever loses the election will probably bomb this entire area.
It's fair. I feel like we live in a very neutral area, so I'm good. So we're good.
It's a swing state, though.
Yeah, it's true. We are going to,
oh, it's all staying in there.
Yeah. We are going to, oh, what was it? COVID. Yeah. I heard with COVID though, the return policy on the kids is a lot.
Oh longer. Yeah. They, you get, they extended
you get up to
it
the
out.
First 6-7 months. Yeah. You can send a kid back.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I'm not as worried.
Extended warranties and all that stuff. Yeah. For
not
sure.
Not even, you don't have to be there. You don't have to return in person anymore.
Yeah.
You just box them up and send them back. It's no contact.
Rexon's getting in trouble. He's he knows. He knows. He's like, I don't want to go inside.
Yeah. Whatever. He's fine.
If you don't know, nobody listens to our show, so it's...
Only the Star Wars episodes.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's a thing. So nobody's going to be bothered by the dog interrupting.
Yeah.
I mean, the dog interrupting is better than Tuna.
That's true. It's definitely better than Andrew.
Yeah. So... yeah, so Clara, like, smiled from, like, 2 weeks. With Noelle, there's literally a video of, like, the first time I got her to laugh, and she was, like, 7 months old. And I was like, I think that's the first time I ever got her to laugh. Like, Clara's been, like, smiling and laughing, like since, like, less than a month old.
I'm curious how... I don't think it's gonna be an issue. Because we use white noise, so like we have
you got it.
We use it for ourselves and we use it for and anybody who doesn't use it, we always tell like try it.
Which white noise machine do you have?
The Rest. The Aaron.
Is it Hatch?
The Hatch.
Yeah. Okay. We have.
And it was like a bird.
Too. Yeah. You know. I think that they have a like So is that for you? Because I think they do have a product called Rest, which is for like adults.
So
and then they have other
the
products.
The app that is called Rest. Okay. That's how I can never remember what it is. So you type in Hatch in your phone, yeah, and Rest comes up. And then Owl is something they use that like you they have that you can go that goes in like the kid's sock, the baby's sock. The
Owlette.
Owlette. Yeah.
We got that too.
Yeah. Tells you they're like alive.
Yeah.
Because you don't know, because you look in the camera and you're like, 50-50. And then you're like, well, if I get up now, it's too late anyway.
Right.
So I might as well just wait till the morning.
That's definitely a dad perspective. Yeah. I don't think it's shared by the moms.
No.
In the,
yeah. No. It's too, am I going to be upset now and be awake at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I will say.
Am I just going to be upset at 6 in the morning?
With the second child, much less of that.
Yeah,
there's definitely a second child syndrome.
I already feel bad for the second child.
Yeah.
Because there's some things we're doing that were like the first one, we announced whether it was going to be a girl or a boy with our grandparents, and we like sent them poppers.
Yeah.
And they popped them, and it was great. This time they were like, so it was a girl or a boy? We're like, it's a girl.
You just told them via text?
Yeah, via text.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there's a lot. Well, it's more so that like you like know like okay no they are fine, like you've gone through that before, so you're good. Yeah, another spider. Get it, Frankie. Get it. It's scary. Yep. Make sure. Always double check to make sure it's the work phone before you.
Yeah. That has to be the work phone.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other thing I was gonna say is that the snoo was like very helpful, but Clara has something called laryngeal malacia.
Yeah.
There's that bee. See, I'm more worried about the bee that's now climbing on my computer.
You want to kill it?
If this were a work computer, I would slam it shut, but it's my computer. Therefore, you know.
That's fair. He'll go away.
I don't like bees.
Just ignore him.
It's on my phone now. And that's also not a work phone.
That's true. And now you can't switch the camera bit.
No. No, it's stuck on me, so I gotta vamp. Just know that it was him. All right, there we go. All just staying in there. It's all staying in there. We've never done an outside episode.
We haven't. This is great. Now we know why we stay in our holes.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no bugs in the hole. my office is in the basement, so
okay.
I call it the hole.
Yeah? Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Is that... Yeah, so she has something called laryngeal malacia, where like the flap in your throat that like switches between your airway or food way.
Yeah,
food way. Is it your food way?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with food way.
Your food way. Yeah,
your food way.
Food way.
It's gotta
it.
Be. If
gotta
one's
be
your airway, the other one's gotta be your food way.
Yeah,
it's Gullet. Like it's a little underdeveloped.
Okay.
And so she would like accidentally start like breathing in like what she's trying to drink.
Oh, okay.
And they say that the worst position for babies with laryngeal malacia is to be on their backs.
Right, which is where they're
supposed to be. Yeah.
They're babies, yeah.
And so then the Willow has them strapped on their backs in, like, the best way possible. But she slept so much better once we stopped making hers. Not the Willow, the snoo.
Yeah, yeah.
She slept so much better once we stopped having her in the snoo because of that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that was... Like, rough. Oh, great. We have this...
Roll the dice.
Yeah, we have this, you know, crazy, awesome bassinet.
At the very
bassinet
least, it's a bassinet in your house.
Yeah, so she's been sleeping much better now that she's in a crib.
Right. What, are you hanging her upside down, like for the bat or something?
Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all babies, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's just kind of
I read
like,
that somewhere.
Well, if you swaddle them up and then you hang them upside down by their feet... Like, they look like bats.
Okay, that's they do look like bats. Actually, the swaddle. Yeah. The swaddles are awesome. I mean, that thing kept her so strapped in and...
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the whole escalating thing with the snoo,
that
never worked for her. It never worked.
Yeah,
I think it was the issue with her laryngeal malacia.
That makes sense. Kendall, it worked. But it never really, you know, it never really got super high unless there was something else wrong. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Kendall was type baby where, like, if she cried, we knew she was either hungry or had a dirty diaper.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. It was the only two times she cried.
I mean, Clara was somewhat like that as well, but it was just like,
I keep forgetting your kid's name is not Kylo.
It is not.
Been joking
Clara
about for so
Ren.
Long. Claire, ah, it's Kylo
Ren. Yeah, it's
Ren.
Kylo Ren. Yeah, Clara right. Ren. But it's a W-R-E-N. So, not just R-E-N.
If Kylo Ren transitioned, he would definitely change his name to Clara.
I think you should write a fanfic
I think
about
I'm gonna,
that. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should.
All right. Well, I'll put it on the list.
You make that one of your writing assignments on your way to what to expect from what's expecting. Yeah. I think that's good. I think that's good.
Nice.
Yeah. So, like, going... So, I realized, like, thinking back, because you were like, no, you're going to be wrong about all this parenting stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, all babies are different. I had a really tough first child.
Yeah.
I had no fault of her own, but she was just super tough.
Yeah. Make sure she knows it forever.
I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll hold it over her head all the time. So, you know, I think back, I'm like, how I was, like, you know, so exhausted and, like, trying to amp it up so that you were prepared for. And then I was probably wrong, because...
Yeah, well, I mean...
You had an easy first child.
We did, so...
Actually, because of that, I hope your second child is just dreadful.
That's what everyone says.
Absolutely
everyone
terrible.
Everyone says. We're going to find out, because I'm going to go... I can't wait to...
Well, yes, you're going to find out.
I hate... Well, it's true. We're going to find out whether or not I want to or not. But it's... I love the line. I get it all the time when you tell people that, like, oh, how's Kendall sleeping? And they're like, oh, she's good. She sleeps, like, 12, 13 hours a night. Oh, you're lucky. I'm like, okay. And then it's like, oh, is she eating her foods? Is she only eating some foods? She's not like this, not like that. Like, no, she likes all the foods. Oh, you're lucky. I'm like, cool. So, or perhaps I'm just a great parent. I'm gonna throw it out there. So well, we're gonna see. We're gonna do
maybe your wife. Maybe your wife is a great parent.
With the second, if the second kid is just as good, then I'm just be like, no, mic drop, bottle drop. I'm just a super parent.
And I'm gonna give it to Erin though.
Yeah, probably Erin and all the things she reads and stuff like that. But yeah, but I mean, she tells me and then I execute.
Right.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chelsea definitely is the reader in our relationship. Mm-hmm. She like reads everything, and I'm just like the one that just like stares at the kid for like 20 minutes and is like, no, I don't think that's what's going on. And it's like, you know, I have like a 50-50 shot of being right.
I love, she'll read something like she swears by and loves by this blog called Taking Care of Babies. And Kara is the lady's name, and she's like something with kids, and her husband's like a pediatrician.
Oh, I see what she did there, Taking Care of
Babies. So instead of Taking Care of Babies, it's Taking Care of Babies, and it's on Instagram or whatever, and there's the whole courses that you do, and we did all that, and it was great, and it's all about sleep cycles and things like that, and it worked well, and it was awesome. But I love she got it, and she'd be like, all right, hey, did you read this, or did you see this Instagram post? And I'll be like, no. She's like, well, why not? I said, because you just tell me.
Yeah. That's, why would I put
I let you do all the reading and the work, and then you just tell me what you want.
Sounds like less of a me thing, more of a you thing.
I just follow the directions.
Yeah.
I don't read them, but I just follow.
I'm not going to build something, but I'll follow the directions if you give me the wood.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what she says. I'll have to cut that.
And then Tim's going to have baby number 8?
Nine. I think nine.
It's the first boy. Seven.
The first boy.
Eight girls, one boy.
Yep. That's 100% true.
Everyone keeps asking us that question too. Like, oh, you're going to try for number, going to try for that boy. You know,
my wife said, like, is Springy going to have more? And I was like, I don't think so. So tell me, are you
guys No. Our goal was two. It was always two and done. And multiple reasons. Both of us decided not there's anything wrong with it, and people could do whatever they want, but we said after 35, we don't want to have any more kids.
Sure.
And that was more of a retirement thing,
okay,
and money thing, and just being like, you know, three kids is expensive. It costs about $1 million nowadays to raise a child from birth to 18.
Oh, I'm keeping track, and I'm expecting her to
reimburse.
Get that back. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, it's that, and then it's just, I think, you know... If the child's 30, you're not having children by 35. At 55, they're out of college. You know what I mean? Or like,
at 55,
56.
That's 20 years.
Right, 56 years. Sorry, 56. 55, 56.
Did you graduate at 20?
20.
Am I forgetting? 20. Weren't you like 26?
I took a year off in between high school and college to become a pro gamer.
Okay.
Okay.
When that didn't work, the second year was spent on being an influencer.
That was before influencers. Pro gamer would have worked if I lived now. If I was in high school now. It was not as big of a thing back then.
Cali was not bringing in as much money back then.
You're looking at like pro Counter-Strike players are making like 30 grand a year if they were the top in the world. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And now like a kid plays
hang
a game
on,
for
hang
an
on.
Hour.
So wait, did you really take a year to try to be a gamer?
I really took a year.
I did not know that. Yeah, yeah. How am I just finding that out now?
Yeah, yeah. I took a year off to try to be a pro gamer. It didn't work.
Can we? Yeah. So. And then, Cal? Was it Cal or was it EGL?
It was Cal. Okay. It was Cal then. Yeah, yeah.
Cal. Which?
We were Cal P.
Cal P. Okay. Yeah. I forget which ones were the.
It's the Premier League. It was after P was I, which was invite.
Gotcha.
And then once you're an invite, you're in the pro league tournaments and things like that.
Yeah. Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
So you made it to Cal P?
Yeah, we were in Cal P. I also tried to, my cousin.
Did you make any money?
No.
Okay, all right.
$0.
I couldn't remember, like, can you be Cal P and not make money?
No, $0. Okay. Lost more money than I made. We used to travel to, like, we did some, like, live tournaments and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you got blown out first round.
Yeah. No, we did all right. But like, it was all, like, so the way the tournaments were set up back then is you would have, like, the main tournament.
Right.
And then you'd have, like, the people of the spectator tournament. And then you would go into the main tournament if you won the spectator tournament. So we did decently well, but in the one we played in, I think, or two. And then we didn't get much further. But you're talking about flights and hotels and...
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time. And my cousin was really good.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Yeah, my cousin was really good at just video games in general. So he played, I think, Painkiller and, like, Quake.
Okay.
And so I also used to try to, like, I was trying to get him to become a pro gamer, and he was as well. And I was trying to manage him, and that was kind of...
Oh,
like,
you're going
to
be his manager. You're going to ride those coattails?
Yeah, that's... I mean, I've always been great at...
Yeah, that's more your thing.
My thing is...
You don't want to be the guy. You want to be the guy behind the guy.
Yeah, I want to be the guy behind the guy. I'm good at picking people who are good at jobs.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And delegating.
That's
that
why
job
you're Frankie
them.
Number two.
Exactly,
Frasco,
number two.
Rather
exactly.
than number one.
Right. Ben, number one Franco.
Yeah.
We were going over our nicknames with Aaron. I was going with nicknames with Aaron. I was like, yeah, ours are real easy. It's just one and two.
Yeah, no, one and two. Make it so number one. Ruxton, what do you... See, that's why I don't have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because he just wants attention and wants to love you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
My child. He just watch TV.
We'll follow back on this in like 13 years when your daughters are screaming at you and hate you and say they hate you. And then meanwhile, I'll be like, hey, you want me to send a dog over who just love you?
Yeah.
No matter what.
But how old is Ruxton? I don't think he's going to make it 13 more years.
It's, no. He might. I'm trying to convince Aaron to clone him.
Okay.
It's $40,000.
You can actually do it?
Yeah.
I think you definitely should do that.
Yeah.
Because I want you to
apparently, have a clone dog. There's better things we can spend $40,000 on. And this is how you know dogs are awesome, because she can look at him and say that, and he still loves her.
That's true, because they don't understand English.
That's, well, he understands English. Words.
We'll see.
Like, Kendall's finally passed the point. I do realize Kendall's finally passed the point where she understands more than Ruxton. Like, she's 15. And normally, dogs, they say, is about a three-year-old or four-year-old's comprehension. And I'm sure he's better. But with Kendall's, it's great, because now you'd be like, hey, go give this to mommy. And she'll, like, walk over and give it to mommy.
Yep.
Or, like, they were like, can you put this in your crib? And she'll go and, like, put it in her crib and, like, make her do things. It's great.
We're almost at the point where we can teach Noelle how to make us coffee.
Oh, nice.
Well, no, I shouldn't say coffee. Like, we have an espresso machine, so, like...
Fancy.
Put the pot in, shut...
Yeah.
She's almost there. I will also say, you're getting ready to come into, like, what I think was the most fun, because to three is so much fun.
I'm excited about it.
Like, they're very high emotion, so it's, like, really high highs, really low lows. So, but if you, like, they go from being, like, a baby to a person.
Okay.
And, like, they have their own opinions, and they share their own opinions. It is
much fun. She's definitely getting to the realizing she can try to cry to get her way.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
throws, like, little things. Like, you walk in the room at night, and you close the bedroom door, and she just, like... blood-curdling screams, whatever, starts, like, grabbing the thing on the back of the door and pulling it and slamming it and, like, hitting her head on the door sometimes, and you're like... Okay, and then you'll be like, do you want a book? And she'll be like, oh, book, okay. I'll go over and show her the book.
Is she still in a crib?
Yeah.
Or is it converted to
a toddler? No, still in a crib.
Okay, well, that's good at least.
Yeah, she'll be in there. No, no way. I'm going to keep her in that crib as long as possible.
I mean, it is also fun once I have
I took the
bed.
Roof off.
Okay.
So, like, now she can totally stand up.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's no longer the cage, as everyone likes to call it. But, you know, the roof.
I mean, to be fair, it was actually a dog cage before.
I'm trying to market this.
Yeah.
Cribs to the roof. Kid can't jump out.
Election results.
Yeah. I won.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We don't really have a plan for this. I guess we can just end it there.
Okay.
I'll edit it down.
We can.
It's like 20.
Well, yeah. That's fine.
23 minutes. That's probably cool. Be like 23.
Did you want to touch on the basketball game?
No. So we'll record a separate snippet.
Okay.
For the basketball game. Okay, so let me close this out.
Perfect.
Okay.
But so, you took a poop like in this area.
Oh, so yeah. That's mask. I got the mask, so I'm good. Good keeping the COVID and the that poop too out. So if you want to give Frankie some advice on child number two, overall I say, you know, you've been down that road, so it'll be easy. I just hope the baby's super fussy for you. Yeah. Not for Aaron.
No, just
I hope
for me.
Fine. Yeah, just for you.
Just for me.
Just for you. Let us know, Frankie, where can people connect with us?
Oh, Andrew, where can people connect with us?
Oh, yeah, Andrew.
You can find this on Twitter.
Legit, on the last episode, which will have no relevance when this comes out, I completely forgot who did what.
Yeah, I saw that.
And yeah. So
see the brain working.
Yeah. So I think we recorded two, and one of them I threw it to Andrew, and the next one I threw it to you.
Yeah.
You just picked it up. It's good.
You can find us on Instagram at Instagram.com/IncredibleCritics.
We never update Instagram.
No, it's okay. One
day
we
will. But you can theoretically follow us.
Yeah. These photos of today will be on there. We'll take some photos.
Yeah, but they won't know what because this is a different episode.
Yeah, but we'll still take photos of today of this setup.
Okay, all right.
And post on there. Now we got 2 days. Now it's multiple posts.
That's true.
Anyway.
There it is.
Also on Twitter.com/DreeCriticsPod. And go on to Facebook. That's the best way to get to us. Hit the like button. Talk with the other Incredible fans. And
there's no other Incredible fans.
Let us know what you think.
You put it out there, nobody responds. It's like when I used to teach.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah.
Until next time, we are the Incredible Critics.
You gotta make your classes now, like, you get an extra credit point. Like, you get a 1% grade increase if you go on Facebook and like Incredible Critics.
Could do that.
And for every time you comment and interact on the page, you get an extra credit point on a grade, like on a project.
Credit point for a like, credit point for a subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Credit grade increase for a share.
The grade increase for a share. Yeah.
If you share an episode, mm-hmm. grade increase.
That's fair.